Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Wednesday, October 6th, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. The presidents of Poland and Austria met in Warsaw yesterday to discuss bilateral ties, economic development, EU relations, and the migrant crisis on Poland's border with Belarus. Duda and Austrian President van der Bellen also discussed energy security and the potential for additional economic collaboration as part of the Polish-led Three Seas Initiative. While in Warsaw, the Austrian president was also scheduled to meet with Poland's Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki and the speakers of both chambers of the Polish parliament. He will also attend the 590 Congress business conference going on today. A top Catholic Church official has appealed to Poland and Polish citizens to assist asylum seekers from war-torn countries. Archbishop Stanisław Gołądecki, who leads the Polish Episcopal Conference, or KEP, the central authority of the Catholic Church in Poland, called for sensitivity to the fate of those who arrive in our country and urged Poland's public and non-governmental institutions to make medical and humanitarian assistance for migrants a priority. He added that authorities were obliged to expose potential threats posed by some of those attempting to across the border, but warned against making harmful generalizations, such as that every immigrant is a potential terrorist. Thanking all those who provided help in recent weeks to Afghan people after the Taliban's takeover of their country, Gołądecki urged all the good people to pray for the arriving migrants and refugees and assist them as fellow human beings in the spirit of Christian brotherhood. Rescuers have retrieved the bodies of all three missing divers trapped in a submerged mine near the town of Sobótka, a spokesman for the state fire service said on Tuesday. The three men had gone missing while taking part in an advanced diving course in the submerged Maria Concordia magnesite mine, about 30 kilometers outside of Wrocław. Two of the divers did not reappear on the surface after entering the water on Sunday afternoon. A third diver went back to try and provide the other two with oxygen bottles, but he too later disappeared and failed to resurface. Experienced rescuers from various areas of the country took part in the search for the missing divers, a rescue mission that quickly turned into a recovery effort in the dark, murky waters of the Maria Concordia. And lastly, an entrepreneur from eastern Poland received the shock of his life after finding out the small oil painting he had acquired is likely a genuine portrait of the famous Polish romantic composer Frédéric Chopin. According to reports in Onet.pl, the painting was bought in 1993 at an antiques market near Lublin and appears to have been done live in the 1840s, making it a rare find. After hearing the news from expert authenticator Professor Dariusz Markowski, the entrepreneur, named only as Maciej, was so shaken that he crashed his car into a ditch. Thankfully, no one was hurt. According to Poland's National Chopin Institute, the Chopin brand is worth over 3 billion Polish złoty, or 650 million euro. While the exact value of the portrait is unknown, experts think its rarity suggests the material value could be high. The entrepreneur has reportedly contacted several Polish museums about the find and reportedly plans to show it to the world soon.
The weather.
Today will be cloudy and cool with a good chance of rain throughout the afternoon and a strong breeze coming in from the south. Temperatures will peak around a high of 16 degrees Celsius or 61 degrees Fahrenheit, cooling off overnight to a low of 10 degrees Celsius or 50 degrees Fahrenheit. The sunshine is expected to return tomorrow with clear skies, pleasant breezes and cooler autumn weather forecast for the weekend. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and stay safe.